Hello and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. I think this is episode 66 or something like that, but we'll start off with some questions. The first question is from Aaron Bell of the Absolute DC podcast. He says, "What is your take on the current Wildstorm series?" Man, I haven't read a lot of it. I am buying it. I buy every DC one available, but I've gotten out of the mood of DC. I'm starting to get back into it. From what I've read so far, I think I read the first three or four issues. I've really enjoyed it. I haven't started the Michael Cray one yet either, but I like what I'm reading. It's like it's in a new world, but it plays homage to all the stuff that we've read before about the different characters. And I like the conspiracy between the different organizations that they're doing. So yeah, I'm a fan of it. I'd like to get back into it at some point. Probably wouldn't take me long. I don't think I'm that far behind. I'd probably have to read like five issues of Wildstorm, maybe six, and then three issues of Michael Cray that have come out, and then I'm back on track. But yeah, I like it. I like what I've read so far. Martin Ferretti of the Nerdy Legion podcast and VCP says, "What one standout indie title that you wish more people were reading?" That's an interesting question, because you always want like your indie titles to keep on going, and because you enjoy them, but their sales numbers are not necessarily the best. I think I would just say right now the titles that I wish people were reading more of is more of an imprint within an indie company, and it's the Hard Case Crime. I want that to continue. I want it to keep existing. And their sales numbers are really, really low, but when I read them, I'm absolutely enamored by how good they are. I'm sucked into those crime worlds. They could happen in the 70s, Normandy Gold, or you could be in current time, or you could be in the 80s with the VCR tape and peep land. I've fallen in love with these crime noir stuff, or you could read the Girl in the Hornet's Nest or any of those Girl Love, which are based on the books. I love the hard case crime stuff, and I wish more people would try them out just so they can continue to exist at some level. I hope that there's just enough demand where I could at least get one to two titles a year. I would like more, but if I can get one to two titles a year, I'd be happy. I've even loved them so much that I went and bought a few of the novels that are solicited in Titan Comics, that are in there, and they have those pulpish type crime noir covers that I just absolutely adore. So, yeah, I'm gonna say the hard case crime books. That's where I wish more people would read. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff. There's a lot of Dynamite stuff that I wish more people would read, and a lot more Valiant. Valiant's pretty consistent, though. I don't think they grow their base. Whatever they grow, they lose. So they're always pretty much a flat line. And I don't think Hollywood is going to help them. Like, I don't know what will help them. The only thing that I think could help them is if there was less of Marvel and DC, because people would consume those. So, who knows? But there's so much product out there. If it goes away, I know there'll be an Image book that does like crime noir from time to time, and I'll at least get it that way. But I prefer my hard case crime. So thanks, Martin, for the question. Bill Baer, who I've met at several conventions and is a huge Batman fan, says, "What Marvel Legacy book looking forward? What Marvel Legacy book are you looking forward to the most?" This was asked a long time ago, and Marvel Legacy has been around quite a bit, and I've gotten into a few of the Marvel Legacy titles. Which one was I looking most forward to? I don't know, because I'm such a mood reader. So like I don't like look forward to stuff. It's like whatever I'm in the mood for. I've been really into the Inhuman stuff. I think the even though it's not really a legacy book, the Royals and Black Bolt are the ones that I look forward to. Some of the most I'm looking forward to the Marvel 2-in-1, even though they're not re they should have continued after 100 because there was 100 of the original series, and then I think they had another title called Marvel 2-in-1. They could have added them together. I think they weren't at a big number. In other words, they weren't going to be close to 150. They'd be like 104 or 105 or something like that. And said, man, I think we'll get better sales if we just say number one. I think that's why they did what they did. But I think if they went to the original legacy number, I would have preferred it. Because I like consistency. I don't like when there's like real weird fucking rules to. We'll do this book, but not this book. Like they did it with Tales from Suspense. They continue the numbering. Why the fuck couldn't they do it with Marvel 2-in-1? I'm looking forward to Marvel 2-in-1 because I like what Bendis has done with the Iron Man franchise, and he really worked the Fantastic Four into Infamous Iron Man. So I want to see if what the tone is for Marvel 2-in-1, and I hope it's in this. A similar tone, but who knows? They might go 180 degrees, especially because Bendis is leaving now. So we'll see how that turns out. That's one I'm looking forward to. Let's see what else is there. I'm looking forward to Bruce Banner coming back, but I don't know when the hell that's gonna happen. I really want him back as the Hulk. And I think that's it for questions. So what I'm gonna do is I'm going to go to the weekly reads for that week, and there's a long list, but it's not that many. I just took a lot of notes, I guess, that week. So this is from January 23rd to January 29th of 2017. And I had some 3 out of 5s that week, but let's start with the totals. There are a total of 29 books. Image had 2, it could be 30, I might have miscounted. Dynamite had 1, Devil's Due had 1, DC had 23, Archie had 1, and Action Lab had 1. So starting at the 3 out of 5s, which mean I like it, we had Superpowers number 3. And this isn't the Kirby Superpowers, this is the Superpowers Kids book. And it had Supergirl, Wonder Woman, Martian Manhunter, and Aquaman fight Brimstone. Superman has Brainiac-like brother and super called Superboy Prime, but Prime is not spelled Prime, it's Pryme. It's an interesting story, but it's written at a level that's like it's interesting from like an adult's perspective to see how they take a property in a history of that property and migrate it into a kid's book. And I would say it's like even more kiddie than like Scooby-Doo, Where Are You, and the other kids' books. They're like more all ages. This is definitely a kid's book. But it is enjoyable to see where they go with it. And Harley comes in and she comes out and she goes in and she goes out. Where was I? Okay, there's a RRH, and I can't remember what that stands for. Number one, this is Devil Due. I think it's Red Riding Hood, but it's RRH number one instead of spelling it all out. And it's from Devil's Due. It's a teenage girl finds out she's part of a Red Riding Hood group, and the family needs to prep her for her legacy. So it actually sounds like the plot to a to a Zenoscope book, the way this reads. But it was good. Raven number 5. This book started off much higher than where it ended up. I didn't like the way it ended. I don't feel it grew. I think all the potential was in issues 1 and 2, and then it kind of went downhill. But this is when Raven can't penetrate the globe. The family discovers that she is Raven. The cousin goes after her. Raven is losing control and could potentially release Trigon. So that's interesting if she really uses her powers or gets stressed out emotionally because of her powers. She could release Trigon onto the world, and she doesn't want to do that. So she's like in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation in this book. We have Batgirl number 7. Barbara returns to Burnside to find out it has turned into a yuppie heaven. Ethan Cobblepot, which is the Penguin's son. This started off way better than I think the conclusion went. This was really good. Actually, I gave it a 3 out of 5, so this is when I think I started to lose it. It started off really good. No, this was early on, because this is when the app he's developing apps, and he doesn't seem like a villain. I thought I liked this a lot more than I did, but I gave it a 3 out of 5, and that's how I felt at that time. So maybe it was Batgirl number 8 and 9 when I started to buy into it. We had Gotham Academy, second semester, number 5. One student is on trial and will go suspended from the school. The others are on the trail of the Book of Gotham. We got He-Man and Thundercats. I don't know what issue this is because I didn't write it down. It could be number 3 or 4. This is where Lion-O takes He-Man to Mumra's resurrection pit because He-Man is dead at this time. And then we jump into the 4 out of 5s. We had Justice League of America, Killer Frost number 1. Amanda attempts Killer Frost to drain other villains to prove she belongs on the Suicide Squad instead of the JLA, but Batman picks her up for the Justice League team. We have Athena Voltaire and the Volcano Goddess. The Nazis are after power of the inner earth, and Athena must stop them. We have Blue Beetle number 5. Mordecai attacks Jaime's mom to draw him out. He is working for someone to separate the Scarab from Jaime. Posse, which is a character, stars along with Blur. We have Hellblazer number 6, the Djinn, which are the entities that were here before Adam and Eve, kind of thing. They're like genies. The Thunderbolt is one of these things, I believe, is recruiting members. Mercury working with Djinn to find out who she is, and they also are in the search for Abby Cable. I haven't read a lot of Hellblazer lately. I gotta get caught back up on that, at least to see what happened with the Swamp Thing. Teen Titans number 4. Damian versus Mara, and she stabbed Mara. Mara is not Mara. Mara is Aquaman's soon-to-be wife. Mara is a League of Assassins cousin, I believe, of Damien, and she stabs him in the back. Damien, actually, and the Teen Titans come to the rescue. We have Batman number 4. They escape the Jokers with the Z, and Terry gets the bat suit from Brother. Matt reveals identity to Dana. You have a Terminal takes off with Joker and Bruce, and Terry finds out Bruce is alive. We have Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures number 3. This is more of the animated style. The team defeats Snakeweed and Poison Ivy only to be confronted by Scarecrow. Shredder gets laughing gassed by Joker. Checkmate Volume 2 number 1. This is the Rucka story. It's the beginning of the team as the UN votes them out because of what happened in China. Alan Scott and Amanda Waller are fighting it out, and Fire and Sasha are in the book. We have a six-pack Dog Welder number 6. I think this is the finale. Dog welder makes the ultimate sacrifice to weld the dog stars in space. Constantine sleeps with Bueno's female wife intestines, the gut. That was disgusting. Oh my God, I remember that. 7 to Eternity, number one. This is the Image book. A family gets away from the Mud King, but then many years later, the family is attacked. A sick father seeks revenge. You know what? I don't remember a lot of 7 to Eternity. That's very strange. I better get it back on that book and see if I like it or not, because I've been buying it. Flash number 15. He goes after the rogues after they invade a museum, but that is just a mirror master confrontation to get Flash away from Central City so they can make a bunch of individual robberies. The plan was like flawless, but one of the rogues doesn't see it through, and you'll see that in a future issue. Wonder Woman number 15. This is Diana in a sane asylum. This is kind of a weird arc. Kale and Dr. Cyber are prepping for another attack and capture Barbara Minerva. Edda and Steve get away to find Minotaur, which is the friend of Wonder Woman. Minotaur was a big part of the earlier Rucka run, pre New 52, during the first Greg Rucka run. Action Comics 972 is the final confrontation with Lakal. Those are those aliens. Superman effective fighting without powers because they put him on a world where the color of the sun would take away his powers. Luthor gains respect for Superman because of that. Clark told Kid was Lois's cousin's kid. I don't remember what that is, why I took that note, but maybe it'll come back and the white dots come back. Detective Comics 854. Anna breaks up with Kate. Batman tells Batwoman to be careful with her hair. That's interesting. Well, that I remember that. It's because he was they were talking about fighting, and he's like, "Well, if you have your hair, somebody will just grab it and pull it. You don't want that to be why you lose a fight." And they're tracking down the religion of crime, and they run into Alice and shoot her, and shoots her. I don't know what I mean by that. Sometimes I take these notes on Notepad, and I don't make any sense. I got to be more careful. I think recently I've been a lot better with it, 'cause I'm caught up with like what I've read this week. That's how my notes go, even though I'm a year behind on these episodes. We have Justice League versus Suicide Squad number 6. They defeat Eclipso with Killer Frost, Prism, Superman, Heat Vision, and Life Force. That's how they beat him, with Superman's Heat Vision and Life Force and Killer Frost. They get Killer Frost out of the Suicide Squad. Batman asks Lobo to join as his favor. Hints of League of Superheroes. Legion of Superheroes and JSA in this book. That's important. We've been waiting forever for them. There's lots of hints, but nothing. Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps number 13. Zoodar, home of Tomar Ray. The grandmother tells a story to the kids in the future about the most recent adventure of the JLA Corps versus Starro, Larfleeze, and Brainiac. And it felt like an old Tales of the Green Lantern Corps storyline, like kind of like a done in one. From Dynamite, we had the Great Divide. Enter a time where people can no longer touch each other, where they die in this post-apocalyptic setting. Sex toys, etc., are hot bargaining items. That was really enjoyable. I give it a 5 out of 5. So we're in Dynamite, and there's a 5 out of 5. We have Deathstroke number 15. A priest goes after gang kids as Deathstroke because they paid him to avenge murder kids. It also stars Jack Ryder, the Creeper, as he gets involved. We have Suicide Squad number 10. Fallout from Justice League versus Suicide Squad. Rustum targets Waller through her surviving kids. He was in the original Suicide, not the original, but the John Ostrander Suicide Squad. The original was just a Flag and military crew. So when I say original, that was actually Showcase or Brave and the Bold. I can't remember which one. Kind Commandy challenge number one. Commandy before the great disaster and after. He becomes a slave to Tufton and Dr. Canis after issue one. We have Green Valley number one. We had four warriors protect various towns that are successful until they send away a barbarian horde which attacks later. So I enjoyed Green Valley quite a bit, as it was my top pick for that week of January 23rd, 2017 through January 29th. I hope you enjoyed listening to this. You can reach me at Mike Myers Brunch on the Twitter machines. And you can send me email at mike@comicbooknoise.com. Or you could go to the website at geekbrunchpodcast.com. And when the episode is posted, you can make comments there. Yes, they'll have to be approved, but I will approve them. You can go also just get notes to me on the, what I already said, the website, but Facebook. You can go to Geek Brunch Podcast with spaces in between. Click the like button and follow the episode thread there. And along there, when you see the episode thread, you can leave comments in there. Also, please send me questions any time, just like the questions I answered here. I will write them down in my notebook and keep them for a future episode, and they help me have good discussion topics for these episodes. So thank you, guys. Thanks to Aaron, Martin, and Bill for providing this week's questions. So we'll talk to you again later. Bye-bye. And we hit save on there, and bye-bye, Miss American.